Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we don't say it enough, but for that, we thank you, our fine listeners. We are blessed to have a community conversation every single day right here on the radio, Monday through Friday. You can hear it on great radio stations like 550 K-Fire, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains. Not once, but twice.
Yeah.
Each weekday morning and weekday evenings as well.
So it's kind of nice it's on twice.
So nice it's on twice. We love that. Exactly right. So if you miss us during the day, and of course North Dakota's so busy, the day is the night and the night is the day. So
especially sometimes you miss like a little detail or a little part of a segment, and it's like, wait a minute, what did he say? And then you can go back and check it out.
We get hundreds of emails from our listeners. We much prefer calls, by the way, but calls because we can chat with you. But what's funny about when the replay happens on K-Fire is we get about as many texts from people who are like wanting to weigh in, but we're not live, so I can't. But sometimes we circle those back, so we know lots of folks like the nighttime replay. Great radio stations like KTGO 1090, 92.7, also KLTC 1460, and AM 1100 and FM 92.3, the flag in Fargo. The 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. All right, I don't care about the draft. I'm sorry. I don't care. Does that mean people are going to throw things at me?
No, not at all.
Vikes did okay, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So we can say that.
Yeah, right. I think they did great.
Todd, do you care? You got Skull Vikings flag up behind you there.
Plenty of other people do. I mean, I know some people got bent out of shape because they were hoping the draft would be over with the 12th pick, and what, they traded way down at the bottom, and then people had to stay up there hoping to go to bed early. But is there anything three of us are going to say that 12 other people aren't already having said this morning? But
there's that. Yeah, exactly.
I'm open-minded enough. I'm not against it, but at the same time, I don't think I have anything new to add to it.
It's never about the draft picks. It's about what the team does with them. So we'll see.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just you.
I mean, coach.
Good point. That's why I'm sort of disinterested at this point, because you got to. I mean, it's a parlor game. I get it. So, by the way,
don't forget Tom Brady was drafted in the sixth round. So just because you drafted early doesn't mean you got the superstar. So,
by the way, is it unusual to have a defensive lineman go first overall? Is that unusual?
No. Not that kid.
No, but I mean, just saying the position. Is that normal to have first overall?
No, sure. You bet.
That's normal.
Yeah, draft defense.
Oh, wow.
And that Trayvon.
I always thought it was
he's a beast.
Running back, the quarterback.
Depends on the players there and the need for the team that has the first pick. So
got it.
Jacksonville needed him.
All right, so we spent 3 minutes talking about something I said we wouldn't talk about today, so we'll move on from that.
Well, you can say we covered it.
We did cover. We checked that box.
No, we're not.
You can scratch your itch on anybody that's fired up about the draft today. We have this entire hour open for you to tell us whatever you'd like. We'll do a little radio graffiti today, which means we just get more people in and encourage you to call. If you're a first-time caller, you go to the front of the line, and I'll take you. You can take your pick of MyPillow products, okay? And when I say that, I can't send you like the $50 shipping cost ones, but
You know, if you want to go towels, we'll do towels. If you want to do a robe, you want to do sheets, we'll do the sheets. Pillows, so we can do that. Even pet beds. Okay, so if you're a first-time caller, you just tell Daniel when you call, hey, I'm a first-time caller. What that means is you're going to be the next call on. Okay, because we love first-time callers because guess what? They become regular callers. Then they realize this isn't that hard. I can you know, talk to Scott and Todd and Kevin, and it's really pretty easy. So here's the telephone number to call, 701-258-0550. What radio graffiti means is we give everybody who calls 1 minute uninterrupted, just go. We'll shut our pie holes, and you'll talk, okay? Simple as that. Speaking of pie, you could be a first-time caller and tell me where the best pie is in North Dakota. I'm starting to think pie right now. Yeah, I need a road trip, and I got to find some great...
Oh, used to be in my Aunt Marilyn's kitchen in Valley City, but...
yeah, right, huh?
Yeah. Oh, wow. She was a great baker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my great-grandmother down in Mitchell, Iowa... Love to have her pies, left and back, but...
Here's the deal now. None of us can do that. So I'm talking about like restaurant or, you know, I can purchase it to bake or that kind of thing.
Oh, well, that's a whole different story.
I am just suggesting it because somebody might want to be a first-time caller, but they don't want to talk about Nancy Pelosi or Joe Biden or...
Tower City.
Yeah. Well, Tower City's right up there. Yep, they're right up there for sure. Absolutely. Tower City is a little cafe, refueling stop along I-94. Tom Clifford, longtime president of the University of North Dakota, blessed to call him a friend, my 18 years in Grand Forks, longest serving University of North Dakota president ever, used to say that it was physically impossible for him to pass Tower City without stopping for a slice of pie. It's like a little pie magnet that went on the vehicle and kind of vortex pulled him into the exit there in Tower City. So I'm kind of like that with the PetroServe USA. It's like, okay, it's Burger Town. All right, we're going to go over there. Anyway, whatever is on your mind today, you call us, and the first-time callers go to the front of the line, but anybody can call with 1 minute, 1 minute only at 701-258-0550 on What's On Your Mind. Next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer. Excuse me, Senator Kevin Cramer in the Friday Talk Radio Town Hall. I need some help on a guest host for the program. I'm going to be gone next week, so I'd like to know who you would like to have as a guest host on the program. Nancy Pelosi is in the running. We're thinking about Nancy Pelosi because she's such an eloquent orator.
Oh, come on.
Here's the thing. There are many aspects to this, but the price of gas and the price of oil have an impact on the price of many other things, including the price of food.
Wow.
So lowering cost at the pump, lowering cost at the kitchen table,
right. That's
what Democrats are about. And again, we're going beginning down this
path. Can you take a couple hours of that next week?
Wow.
We'll throw her in a rotation. And
that's what they're about.
And by the way, it's sort of like, we're for the children.
Oh, that was a classic.
We're for lower prices. You know, this is they think that they really think you're so stupid they can just say this stuff and everybody will believe
it. I hate that stuff. I want clean air. Well, no kidding. Who doesn't?
Yeah. Hell
no.
Yeah. Governor Burgum says that, well, we're all on the clean air team. We're all on the clean water
team.
Exactly. And by the way,
people play that kind of a card.
Shout out to the folks at Mincota Power and Summit Carbon Solutions for another big-time announcement and pairing up ag and energy. I'm excited about that. Project Tund was something we've talked a lot about on the program, this great innovation that has been all about really saving low-cost energy. That's what it's about, and they had a big announcement yesterday. We'll be talking about it in the coming days. All right, let's get to the phone calls here. 1 minute, 1 minute only is the only rule. First-time callers, let Daniel know when you call so we can put you to the front of the line. Russ in Grand Forks, go. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Got a minute. Go.
Yeah, you're looking for pie. I just discovered this great apple pie at Sam's Club. It's like, well, it was $8 last year, but now it's $9. It's huge, and it is really good, and it has become my accompaniment with my coffee in the morning.
That's fantastic.
You're looking for pie to buy. You're looking for pie to buy. Sam's Club.
Well, they have
to buy.
It's $9. They had a deal for the $45 membership, and then you get $45 back, so I could walk out with a membership and five pies. That'd be fantastic.
I like Sam Walton, but not enough to make that top of my list. But if it's good, we're going to trust you, Russ. Right. Thank you very much. Brenda in York, you got a minute. Go.
Hi. So just something interesting to take note for those readers out there that get those coupon flyers in the, you know, mail and so forth. This morning, Scott, I was looking at that and I read the fine print, and it's interesting to see that one of the coupons had must be a legal resident of the United States, of the 50 United States.
What was that coupon for? Do you know? That's interesting. Way to be bold there.
Can I say the product? It was Jergens lotion.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
No. Yeah. Wow. No, you read the print, and but the, you know, the sad part is like, yeah, when you go to a store and you present it, you know, is anybody going to ask you if you're a legal resident? But still, it's the fact that it's on there. I just thought it was kind of neat, and I thought you would kind of enjoy that.
I've just become a big fan of Jergens lotion because this is the greatest country on the face of the earth, bar none. And we've always had open arms. I wouldn't be here if this country didn't have open arms because my grandparents came here from Germany and Norway, right? But you should be here legally. You should be here legally.
Yep.
Is one of the few companies that acknowledge that. Great call, Brenda. Thank you very much. Gail in Frazee, Minnesota, when we come back. And we're going to go to Wing. Don't go away.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
Think about it. Minnesota collected way more from taxpayers than it needs, resulting in the largest budget surplus in history. It's time to give it back. Join Minnesotans from across the state at the Give It Back Rally, Saturday, April 23rd at the state capitol. It's our surplus. Give it back. Make your voice heard on Saturday, April 23rd at 11 a.m. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Pukwich in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pukwich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Since you've been gone, bringing me back to the 80s, man, with 38 Special. I love it. Gosh, did I crank that up in the old 77 Lincoln a few times? I'll tell you what. Yeah. All right.
77 Lincoln. Wow.
Oh, yeah. And powder pink. Baby blue with the white top. Yeah. Four-door. It was the town car, you know, the big, I mean, that monster thing. Monster.
Enormous land yacht.
Yeah.
And I inherited my dad's 77 Charger, Dodge Charger, the Cordoba.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, the Cordoba. I love that. Oh, yeah.
That's
so I ended up with the 71 Grand Prix, same way, and that was a snappy car to have at 16.
All right, telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590. First-time callers, prizes today from MyPillow. Sheets, pillows. How about a robe today? How about one of those pet beds? What can I get for you today? Your first-time caller, just let Daniel know that when you call. 800-228-0550. One of the questions of the day, where's the best pie? And the other one, who should we have for guest host on this program? Todd, you got a couple of texts suggesting who again?
Eugene Grainer.
Oh, one of the greats. One of the greats. Eugene Grainer's actually guest host of the show. Unfortunately, when he guest hosts the show, it costs him money because it's in the middle of the trading day. But sometimes we can get him to multitask, so we'll see if that would work. Someone also suggested Joe Biden, but I don't know. After yesterday, I think we'd probably have to fire him. I don't know.
Oh, look, man.
Listen to this. This is from a speech unedited from yesterday.
In addition to this supplemental funding, I'm also sending to Congress a comprehensive package that will enhance our underlying effort to accommodate the Russian oligarchs and make sure we take their ill-begotten gains. We're going to accommodate them. We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains of Putin's kleptocracy. Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies.
What?
But these are bad guys. Yeah. This legislative package strengthens our law enforcement capabilities.
Kleptocracies? Did I hear that right?
Oh, he said it a bunch of different ways, my God.
Kleptocracy.
I mean, and what that was is, hey, I got to show that I'm not just reading from the teleprompter. Yeah. I got to be able to refere a little bit. And
this legislative package strengthens our law enforcement capabilities.
I mean,
sorry.
This is 25th Amendment time, folks. Gail in Frazee, Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gail.
Good morning. I'd like your opinion on purchasing treasury bills, I-bonds especially. And I'll get off and listen on the radio.
You are asking the wrong person. I would call Brian Kronk at Collins and Kronk, and he's the guy that I trust, built a plan for Maria and I. And they're just amazing people.
It's a good question in this economy.
Yeah, too. I mean, I know this. The rules are changing. You know, the rules are changing, and it's really sad to me that you have to sit here and go, I don't know if I want to, you know, trust a U.S. Treasury bond anymore. But I know this. The only thing that is going to save you from inflation and literally your life savings and your nest egg being eaten away every day is the stock market. And so that's why you got to have a real pro on the stock market that just knows how to do it. And my friend, Brian Kronk, he actually is the guy, which is very rare. I mean, he's the guy. He's in the market. He's the trader. He's the ones the big funds call and say, hey, what do you think here? Speaks all over North Dakota. So I'd call Gail. I'm sorry I'm punting on that, but I'm just not the guy you want to ask that question to. 235-0119, by the way, is collinsandkronk.com. 701-235-0119. Say, hey, Scott Hinnon said, I could ask you this question. All right, Collins with a C, Kronk with a K, collinsandkronk.com, or call him at 235-0119. Wing, North Dakota, our buddy Fred is here and wants to talk about something he said yesterday on the program. Lay it on me, Fred.
Well, I just wanted to correct something. I'm not worried about Kevin and you, Scott, but I'm going to have to fall before the radio god, Todd, and ask him for forgiveness. He's got lightning in his fist, you know. So, I said one thing yesterday that those machines that the state spent $11 million on, they didn't spend that this year. They spent it a few years back, but we still got the same machines. So I just wanted to correct that. And if you need a guest host, what about Teddy Roosevelt?
Oh, Joe.
Get him?
Oh, big Joe.
Love it.
Yeah. It's a good idea. He's He is a super talented guy, and he lives now in Medora. I just love it. He lives here. He's, you know, he was in Illinois, but he's moved, and he's part of the team there. So great one. Great one and great suggestion. Thank you for that, Fred.
And I hope the first-time callers aren't scared. When you make a mistake, these guys don't whip up on you. They're good guys. Go ahead and call in, first-time callers. We want to hear you. Thanks,
lovable,
guys. Bye.
Lovable little fuzzballs, like Rush used to say. We're just a warm, fuzzy, just like your neighbor. All right, here we have a first-time caller from Hawley. Fawn, our first first-time caller of the day. Fawn, what's on your mind?
You're in Nugget Country.
Yes, yes, I am. So I just want to give a shout-out out in Hawley on the 7th. So next weekend, there is going to be a big craft and vendor fair out at Venue 31. And I will have a booth out there among at least 40 other vendors. So it's going to be a good time. I might catch the ear of a few of your listeners. We'll have a Bloody Mary and Mimosa bar as well. So come on out to Hawley next weekend.
All right, that's Hawley. And it's, again, where in Hawley, Minnesota?
It's at Venue 31, which is about 3.5 miles south of Hawley. You go to Hawley on Highway 10, take a right at the stoplight, or go south at the stoplight, I guess, and you go south about 3.5 miles. It's at 4271 230th Street South.
And support local.
You support local. Is anybody selling pies there?
I'm sure.
They just might be. There's on Facebook, you can find it, information about it, by searching Venue 31. So I'll be out there with my booth. I sell some Martinwood crafts and do conceal and carry classes as well. And there's lots of other vendors out there selling all sorts of different things. So you never know what you can find. So come on out.
Thanks for being a first-time caller. Would you like a MyPillow prize today, Fawn?
Sure. You know, I have a rescue dog at home, and she's kind of love one of those pet beds you mentioned.
All right. Awesome. How big is your rescue pet?
She's a pointer, she's a pointer cross. So.
Small, medium, or large pet bed, would you say?
A medium-ish.
A medium-ish, okay. So hang on a moment, Fawn. Daniel's going to get your information here, and we'll just need your email and phone number and address, obviously. And we'll get a medium MyPillow pet bed. What color you want? Just pick a color that would blend.
Doesn't matter to me.
Doesn't matter, all right. I'll pick it. I'm going to go with Mary Blue. Mary Blue.
Sure.
It's a popular color in the Hennon House, Mary Blue. All right, Fawn, hang on, and we'll get your address and information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. See, it's simple, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How easy was that?
Yep, nothing to it.
And Fawn will probably call again. Texter says, 3rd Street Market on historic Main Street of Park Rapids, Minnesota, outstanding pies.
Oh.
Outstanding pies.
We have had breakfast there.
Texter says, I'd love to hear from the Castleton ethanol plant on why they are opposing the soybean plant. We could do that. Ryan Thorpe wrote a letter explaining that, and I think they have an argument that's worth listening to anyway on that front. I could maybe share some of my thoughts on that, but we will take that as a suggested guest and schedule that soon. We'll take a break here, come back with more of your calls, 2580550 on What's On Your Mind. Open phone Friday this hour. Call it. From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden said Thursday that his administration is looking ways to reduce some federal student loan debt.
I am considering dealing with some debt reduction. I am not considering $50,000 debt reduction, but I'm in the process of taking a hard look at whether or not there will be additional debt forgiveness.
It should be noted the debt will still be paid, and what Biden's forgiveness will do will change who pays off the student loans. meaning you, the American taxpayers. Some members of Congress are calling for President Biden to invoke the Defense Production Act because of concerns that Javelin anti-tank and Stinger anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine is draining the United States stockpiles at an alarming rate. The president is planning to visit a Lockheed Martin facility in Alabama that makes Javelins next Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
First-time callers or are too fraidy cat to call the show today, you should know this. Our best deals in a long, long time. Buy one, get one offers are going right now at MyPillow. Mike Lindell joined us earlier this week to talk about the lawsuit in Arizona that is happening related to the machines being replaced by high-tech paper. Anyway, he said, Scott, your listeners have been so great following this journey all the way along, so I want to reward them. And what he's saying, he said, buy one, get one specials on the radio listener squares with promo code Scott are yours. So MyPillow.com, FrankSpeech.com, MyStore.com with all American-made products, waiting for you. Buy one, get one specials right now or call 800-506-9028. MyPillow.com, 800-506-9028. Gordon in West Fargo, you got a minute. Go!
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Yeah, I was just wondering, since you're going to have Kramer on later, if you could have him look into why the federal government isn't pressing hate crime charges against Arthur Cawley. He has a history of attacking white people. We would like Arthur Cawley to be treated the same way the McMichaels were treated, who were just trying to stop a thief. Cawley tracked down and, frankly, kidnapped and held Jupiter against her will for over half an hour, and there's no federal kidnapping charges, there's no terrorism charges, there's no hate crime charges. The prosecution lied about saying they're trying to do what's best for Rob and Rob Jupiter's father and their family. So if he could be asked to please reach out to the family and to get the max punishment for this guy, this is absurd that you're talking about anything else when you can't protect their own kids. So you got to get Kramer on this. I'm not voting for GOP unless Arthur Cawley gets what he deserves. Thank you.
All right, Gordon, appreciate the call. We'll actually just forward on your audio so he can get familiar with the case if he's not.
Oh, and this guy's a piece of work.
Yeah, no kidding. But
unbelievable.
We'll add it to the list for Senator Kramer today. He's on next hour. Thank you. Stephen Dickinson, you got a minute? Go.
Yes, sir. The best pie in Dickinson, North Dakota, is Rosie's Cafe. Also, I have no problem with sending money to Ukraine for defense of its borders and the other countries in that area, but I think Brandon done too little too late. And also, I think with the money that Congress is allotting to this, they should match it dollar for dollar with defense going to the states on our own border. Why in the heck are we sending money overseas and not taking care of our own borders?
Well, we're taking care of the borders.
Well,
yeah, I know that.
They're opening the borders.
They had a plan. They have comprehensive borders.
And see, the problem, Steve, with your opinion here today on the program is it's using logic. The administration is doing exactly what they intend to do, allowing the invasion of this country at the southern border. So I don't either, but I guess what can we do other than awaken a whole new class of folks who are just asleep at the switch, not paying attention to this, so it never happens again, you know, and throw up a firewall against it.
The last thing I'd say is let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Well, he has a comprehensive plan.
Just to say the fact is strengthened our law enforcement capabilities.
There you go. So, there you go.
Play that whole thing again for folks that missed it, because the caller doesn't think, president.
In addition to this supplemental funding, I'm also sending to Congress a comprehensive package.
Comprehensive.
That will enhance our underlying effort.
We comprehensed and enhanced in the first 10 seconds of that.
To accommodate the Russian oligarchs and make sure we take their ill-begotten gains. We're going to accommodate them.
Accommodate.
We're going to seize their yachts, their luxury homes, and other ill-begotten gains. Of Putin's kleptocracy.
What?
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies. But these are bad guys.
Yeah.
That was 100% verbatim as it happened yesterday in the press conference, folks.
Yes.
So I weep for my country when I hear that. What did Hugh Hewitt have to say about that? I love Hugh's take always.
To quote Monty Python, run away. If something's wrong with the prompter and you've gone off script and something is screwed up and you know you're making a mistake, just the first rule will stop digging.
Run away! Robert!
Stop digging.
Stop digging.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. You liked the Monty Python quote, didn't you, Todd? I knew you
did. Yeah, this is great. You bet.
Run away. All right, Stephen Mandan, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. The best pie is at the Little Cottage Cafe in Bismarck, hands down. And as far as the guest host, I think Clyde Bauman would be awesome because you get a two-for-one with him. And also maybe Lori Hintz. She's just an excellent conservative voice for North Dakota.
Clyde Bauman. You know who that is, don't you?
I do.
Myron Hossenmueller.
Yeah.
Milo Hossenmueller.
I've been trying to talk Clyde Bauman into interviewing Milo Hossenmueller. I think that would be a hilarious, like, April Fool's thing or something.
I love that idea. Yeah. And he is the absolute best. He's one of my absolute favorite entertainers. He's so dang good. It's unbelievable. Where did I see him? Down in Ashley, I think. I was down there speaking to the Chamber of Commerce there, and he was
entertainment.
He's so fantastic. He really is good. So great suggestion there, Steve. Thank you very much for that. And also, what do you think of the brownies at Little Cottage Cafe?
The what?
The brownies. You ran a brownie there?
Anything there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Everything there.
The karma roll there in bed.
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me going on karma roll. Don't get me going on karma roll.
Oh, man.
Do not. No, the brownies are like the size of a 77 Lincoln. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Yeah. The town
car
version.
They're the karma rolls, too. They're just enormous. It's like a karma roll steak.
Todd put in our little Slack chat here today, he put a barn find of a 77 blue Lincoln Town Car. So he's bringing me back to my days in Huron, South Dakota.
That brings you memories, huh? How about that? Is there a white top on there? We can kind of superimpose a white top onto that thing, and you can...
Well, you need white leather, too, but that brings me back to Huron High School, bombing my way to high school. I was in that vehicle when I heard that Ronald Reagan died. That very vehicle in the parking lot, ready to go back on the air. I was boogieing out of school at, 1 o'clock, the afternoon, 2 o'clock, as I did, and went to do the afternoon shift, and
heard
that on the radio.
My dad had the Mercury Marquis version of that car.
Oh, remember? Sure. Sure.
Because Lincoln had the Lincoln Ford version, and my dad had the Mercury Marquis of that.
My dad had actually
a vision of Scott boogieing.
Well, you kind of, in that car, you're kind of just bombing your way down.
True, it was kind of right in the middle of the disco era, so...
Not boogieing as in, like dancing or anything. I can't do that.
Patrick and Minot.
Patrick and Minot, you have the floor. Uninterrupted. Go. What's on your mind?
Okay, Best Buy around is Shots Crossroads in Minot. And combine that with a huge caramel roll.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, I'm a first-time caller also. I forgot to tell you that.
Wow. How long have you been listening to the show, Patrick?
Probably 5 years.
Wow, that's very nice. Very nice, because I don't know how many shows survive 5 years on somebody's sort of routine. So that makes us very humble to have you listening. And you a fan of MyPillow products? Can I get you something from MyPillow?
I have a pet bed, large.
A large pet bed. What color?
Camel.
Camel.
There
See, this
go.
Guy knows what he's looking
Maceo
for.
Camo.
Yes, exactly right. All right. So all I need is your address and your phone number, Patrick. So give that to Daniel, okay?
Okay, will do.
And Daniel, put large camel on his little note there, would you, sir? So
there
I can keep track
Love
of what he's awesome. Going to get there. Yeah, exactly right. Thank you. Thank you, Patrick.
Yes, and there's a nice black lab or a golden or a
there
nice,
you go.
Hunting dog waiting for that bad boy.
Camel, is that any good? Camel pet beds. God bless America. Let's see here. John in Linton, another first-time caller. John, what's on your mind? You got a minute. Go.
I'm worried about the border. All these people coming across. Who's paying for all them? We're giving all this money to Ukraine, and I understand they need help, but our country needs help, too. Who's going to pay for all these people coming across? Our tax dollars? I'm tired of paying for people.
Yeah, we are. We are.
To answer your question, yes.
Yes.
We are. Yep. Yep.
Can't they do anything about that?
Huh.
All we can do about that at this point, number one, I'd like to see a more aggressive legal stance on some of this stuff immediately. And, you know, that's
so would I.
Title 42 is one example of that. So this Title 42 deal, which is basically saying, hey, we have a pandemic here, so we need to be able to turn people back. And they've used that somewhat. Now, if they don't do that, we're talking 10,000 additional illegal immigrants if that's lifted. Okay, a attorney general in Missouri, Louisiana, a couple other states went to court, and a judge said you can't do this. So these are the things we need to do to survive, in my mind, in the short term. And in the long term, it's obviously elections. It's, you know, send these people a message. They've so overreached. The federal overreach is going on. The total disregard of the rule of law is awful. It's awful. And
okay,
and so
I understand.
It's November, John.
Okay, I will vote, but I wish Biden or the administration would do something about all these illegals, because we're running out of money.
Well, they can't. They're not going to do anything about it, buddy, because that's what they want.
See,
they're not the ones to stop the, you know.
That's the problem, John.
Yeah.
When you say,
this is their plan.
I want Biden to do something about it. Now, the only thing I'll say is Democrats now are, but I think last I saw 30 Democrats have expressed concern about lifting Title 42. Concern. Good for you. But what that means is my poll numbers suck. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. So they are now realizing, especially in the House when they have to run every 2 years, I might not get reelected. And so there's that. You know, there's a little bit of a glimmer of hope there as well. When they start seeing the writing on the wall that this guy is dragging them down, maybe then Biden will do something. But that's about it, John. Otherwise, they're getting exactly what they want here. Most Democrats are getting what
okay.
they want.
I guess. And
isn't that sad?
For it.
But anyway, and we're paying for it.
Thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, can I get you a gift from MyPillow? Would you like one of Mike Lindell's famous pillows? You got something you'd like?
I'd rather have a dog bed.
I'd love to get you a pet bed because they're the best pet beds on the planet Earth. So hang on a second. What size and what color?
I guess camel again, and the size of large.
You got it. Hang on now. Daniel's going to get your information. First-time callers, do we take care of them or what, ladies and gentlemen, and what's on your mind? Don't go away, John. It's a dangerous world. The Ukraine war. China threatening Taiwan. North Korea firing missiles. Iran is close to a nuclear bomb. Now Grant Stinchfield is asking if Joe Biden is putting America in real danger. All this week, watch Stinchfield's special on Newsmax, Dangerous Joe. It looks at how Joe Biden's decisions are really hurting America. Stinchfield speaks to top military experts. Some even warn of a surprise attack. And Stinchfield looks at the Trump factor in all of this. Watch Dangerous Joe on Stinchfield, 7 p.m. Central tonight on Newsmax, America's fastest-growing cable news channel. 20 million Americans watch it all the time. I do, too. Get Newsmax on major cable and streaming platforms, or download the free Newsmax app on your iPhone or Android to watch now. I made the switch to Newsmax. So check out Stinchfield tonight and make the switch, too. It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
PetroServe USA is serving up home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Chipped beef. That's what's for lunch today.
It's comfort food right there.
Valley City, or the fish and fries, or have them make you a Valley Meats burger. They're so good. Harwood lasagna today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, PetroServe USA. Popcorn chicken bowl. There you go. Gosh, they're great over there. They're just wonderful. They're just wonderful. Country fried steak, 12th and I-29. Meatloaf on MP Avenue. All the PetroServe locations today. Personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. And any size fountain pop or coffee or cappuccinos, 49 cents. Are you kidding me right now? Better grab some salted nut rolls on the way out the door, too. Three for $2. Oh, my gosh. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour. And the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're doing open phone time until the top of the hour here. And we want to know who would be a guest, good guest host for me next week. Nancy Pelosi's off the list.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's off the list.
Leon Francis, everybody's getting some votes.
Leon Francis got a vote or two. That's awesome. Let us know. Larry in Kansas, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Larry.
Good morning, folks. Hey, the other day I was on there with Congressman Armstrong, and I was pretty hard on him, and I have to give him credit. His office did get back to me not too long after that, and we had a nice long talk. If I can criticize, I can also give credit. I want to thank him for that, and I hope he can do something about that situation. It's affecting this country really bad all the time, and somebody has to start putting an end to it, and I hope he's the one. So I thank him. I thank his office.
It's nice of you to call, and we don't often give credit. We're quick to, you know, jump on somebody, but I'm glad to hear that you got the service you were looking for there from the office. One thing I'll tell you, a lot of people compare the constituent service, it's called, to the senators, Hoeven and Kramer, but I think they have a staff that's like four or five times bigger than the House staff. You know, it's the amount of staff a senator has versus a House member. So, you know, sometimes those things take a little longer. Are you a Kansas resident, Larry?
No, I'm not. I'm actually from North Dakota. I'm run semi. I get all over the country, but I listen to you guys all the time. Very good show. A lot of stuff brought out that needs to be spoken.
I'm going to add Kansas to our list, Todd. We usually talk about North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, Nebraska. We better add Kansas in there because Larry's
now
listening.
We got to save eight states on K-Fire, not seven.
Exactly right. Yes, exactly. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate that. Bob and Bismarck, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, good morning. You had talked about having a state official come on and talk about those voting machines. Have you made any progress? You remember who that was you were going to have on?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, Al Jager, who's the Secretary of State, and somebody called yesterday and incorrectly stated that we had $11 million just recently purchasing some voting machines. It actually is a allocation or legislation that was put forward on that several years back, so it isn't anything new. But I still want to just get the North Dakota download on that, so we will, we've actually invited him on. So we look forward to having a conversation about North Dakota elections probably next week, I'm guessing.
My quick question for you is, please ask him, is that voting machine connected in any way to the Internet, or even if it's possible to connect it to the Internet, then I think it's bad news.
I agree with you, and by the way, I think that's the wrong question, Bob, for the following reason. As we learned in 2020, you know, when you connect it to the Internet to do a software download, and then you disconnect it on election day, you still can play the same games. You follow what I'm saying? It used to be this idea that, well, it's not connected to the Internet, so it can't. That's like a false flag in my mind. Because if they're connecting it a day before or a day after, and they're putting software downloads on there as they do, you know, whoop-de-doo. Not to mention, we've found places where they weren't connected to the Internet that, you know, on election day. So I don't know. France just elected a president without voting machines. We're the greatest country in the face of the earth. Can we find a way to just use authentic paper and know that, you know, there's not multiple fake ballots by these mules? And I just want to trust the system. Call me crazy. Call me a conspiracy theorist, you know?
Mike Lindell's got a great paper program. I think that we should look into that.
He does. That's what he's part of that lawsuit down in Arizona is all about. You're exactly right. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. Mike in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. How are you?
Yeah, good. About immigration, everybody talks about, you know, we got to build the border wall and we got to do this, and we never get anyone that's actually going to go through and finish the thing. But nobody really talks about birthright citizenship. That ends 90% of the problem with the border. They can't come here and dump them in for the votes later on because they'll all be citizens. It takes care of the problem.
How would you fix it, Mike?
Well, there has to be somebody in Congress that's going to do something about that.
Well, there are, just not enough of them. And there's too many of them that want this to happen at the border.
Right. Even if we had some senators or congressmen that, you know, introduced bills or...
They do, but if Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi control what gets voted on in the majority. That's why November is November, and thankfully all these polls look like it is going to be a tsunami. But I think until then, lawyer up. I'm as frustrated as you are, Mike, and I appreciate your passion. We'll ask Senator Kramer about that. Just can you do something? Can you do something? Because people definitely want us to do something. All right, more after this and What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.